Unit 14, Journalism. Perry worked for the Daily News as a staff writer. He was well known in the local area for writing amusing articles on daily activities and events taking place close by. Many of his accounts stretch the actual truth a great deal, making them not very credible to readers, yet still entertaining. His stories often simplified the truths and interviews given by people and presented in a manner that was easy to understand, yet factually questionable. Though his audience felt that Perry did a fine job at the Daily News, his editor, Mr. Emmett, did not share in their amusement. Often, he would call Perry into his office to criticize him for unsatisfactory work and for having a lack of sources. Perry's job had been threatened time and again unless he changed his trends, yet he did not seem very concerned that Mr. Emmett's threats would be put into action. Perry went on writing, as he always did, with boldness, and a lack of concern for what his superiors thought of him. Some of the other staff writers began to take notice of Perry's carefree attitude and became jealous of how much he got away with at work. While they were busy writing long, drawn-out stories and constantly checking facts, Perry got to run around doing pretty much anything he wished. The situation began to raise quite a clatter in the office as some of the employees began to make complaints to Mr. Emmett. This caused Mr. Emmett a great deal of grief, and eventually he decided to take action and call Perry into his office for a stern warning. It was clear to Mr. Emmett that Perry believed he was powerless to fire him from the Daily News. He yelled so loudly and reprimanded Perry for his actions to the point that Perry began to quiver in his chair. He was instructed to go out and write a story about the upcoming elections in town and how they had been postponed in the last few months. He was given a strict deadline of 4 days and told that he would be fired if it wasn't met. Mr. Emmett told Perry the story should not be compressed, but written in full detail and that all facts were to be checked fully. Perry bolted from his chair, grabbed his notebook, and did not delay leaving the building to begin researching his story.